We're listening to the sounds of Hiatus Coyote, the neo-soul icons based out of now Melbourne and LA, I believe now too, featuring the sounds of Arthur Verikai too. And this work is a part of a really, really exciting contemporary dance project that's rolling out as a part of Perth Festival this weekend. It opened at the Heath Ledger Theatre last night. It's the latest from Dance North. It's called Wayfinder, and it's this wonderful, joyful expression and ode of and to connection. Originally taking sort of aim and inspo to bring joy and exuberance and playfulness. It's a really exciting piece. It's coming from the minds of Amber Hines and Kyle Page, the CEOs and directors and artistic directors of the Townsville-based Contemporary Dance Company. They've been touring it since 2022, and it's evolved in lots of different ways. It features some visual works, some visual arts from Hiromi Tango, the Japanese-Australian-based visual artist who brings all this joy to the stage through a visual experience. There's enhanced lighting design from Nicholas Pujanti, and of course sounds from Byron J. Scullin, creating a really wonderful composition, these wonderful interactive parts of the exhibition, and music from the, you know, iconic Australian band that is Hiatus Coyote and the voice of Napalm. I got to catch up with Kyle Page, the company's CEO and the artistic director and director of this production, yesterday, ahead of their opening at Heath Ledger Theatre. The show's running until Sunday, and when we caught up, we got to talk a little bit about how this production has adjusted over the few years coming. But we started off by talking about what was the original conception and what was it a response to when they started it a couple of years back?
Amber, my wife and the co-director of Wayfinder, and I were really curious towards those kind of latter stages during the COVID pandemic, when there was so much fear and anxiety and disconnection really right around the globe. It felt like no one was unaffected by the intensity of this energy that we're all sharing. And we wanted to create a work that reminded us of our innate connection and our innate sense of kind of the shared sense of humanity that we perhaps during that time were moving a little further away from. So we wanted to bring about something that was this ode to celebration, connection, really exciting, or eliciting this sense of joy and wonder. And there are a few moments in the show that we really sense the entire audience just turn into a whole bunch of six-year-olds, and there's this really beautiful, pure joy that just rushes through the room. So we're really delighted to have this opportunity to reawaken those aspects of people's experience in the world.
It seems like a lot has changed in the world since, you know, 2020, since the terrible times that we experienced and folks experienced. But I guess not that much has changed since 2022, which is when this piece came out. I'm curious to know if much has changed for the production itself, for the piece, in the last few years you've been touring it.
Yeah, so we really have evolved the work, and that's one of the ways that we like to operate when we're in the studio with the dancers. Every remount, every season, every opportunity, we're continuing to feed life into the work. And as we acknowledge, the work is not a thing. It's not static. It's not like, cool, that's done and we box it up and it's ready to go. It's this living entity. So we see the work very much as an ecosystem that's constantly unfolding, constantly evolving with new inputs, new dancers. We have an additional dancer in the show now because we wanted to make sure we toured with eight bodies on stage rather than seven that were in the original production in case of injury or sickness on the road. There's definitely an evolution to the work, and there's a deepening of the... When you're creating a work for the first time, it's often very rushed. So we got to that season in Brisbane, and the show was absolutely incredible, but we knew that there was a deeper sense of connection to the themes that was not available within the time we had. So we've been really diving into the world of heart-based resonance and all of these nonverbal forms of communication that